The good old 3 month rule, or for a lack of better words, the 90-day trial, in air quotes, what I like to call it. If you don't know what the 3 month rule is, then you're living under a rock. But to sum it up, it's just basically a rule that is designed for you to wait 3 months before committing to a relationship or taking the next step into a relationship. And I'm pretty sure you guys know what a 3 month rule is. Before I get into it, we're going to dive deep in a little bit before, just like what it is as a bra. So, like I said, you know, this rule is intended to help people move beyond the honeymoon phase, and I'll be dropping an episode about the honeymoon phase soon, too, because I believe the honeymoon phase is one of the best phases in the relationship. You know, we all know that happens early on. You know, we know that you'll never get that back, unfortunately. That's why it's very important to not take for granted the honeymoon phase. But anyways, I'm getting off track. But basically, what to expect is during the first 3 months, people are encouraged to focus, or, you know, people are man and woman, doesn't matter. They're encouraged to focus on getting to know each other better, experiencing various aspects of life together, and identifying potential red flags that they might see or might come up that might hinder them for pursuing a future with them. You know, it's also to remember that the 3 month rule, you know, it's just basically a guideline there. Every relationship is different. You know, you should make decisions based on what feels right for you and your partner, not just the timeline, which is 100% true. 3 month rule can also be used in other contexts, such as mental health, where a patient can be held. So basically, the 3 month rule, it's just basically a rule, or basically like a timeline to say, okay, so we've been talking for 3 months, so, you know, I'm gonna ask you to be my boyfriend / girlfriend, or whatever, after the 3 months, you know, stuff like that. But honestly, I mean, guys, like, I mean, if I'm just being, like, honest, like, I mean, I'm not spending 3 months of my life to find out if they're a bad kisser. I mean, I don't want to be, I mean, you know, I don't want to beat around the bush or anything, but, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not finna wait 3 months to find out that they're a bad kisser, or that, you know, other, blah, 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 other stuff. And honestly, F the 3 month rule, shoot, I've done the 1 week rule, you know what I mean? Where I've done everything, met the parents, got a kiss, got more than a kiss, not gonna explain what more than a kiss is, you sure already know. Got to know them pretty well. So, you know, it kind of varies on persons, you know, especially on your timing as well, how much time you have and how much effort you want to put into a person. But I know, like, this, like, generation now, like, I'm looking at this article, and I just did some research, and gentlemen, it sucks to say, because if you're not putting work into the bedroom, then you know, you might be cooked, because you know, no woman's gonna want to stick around if you're you know, trash in the bedroom. You know, no pun intended, but you know, that's just how this generation is, I guess. You know, you just gotta roll with it. You know, some women date for sex, some don't. Some value sex higher than others. You know, but that's where the red flag comes in, you know. That's where you gotta catch it. Obviously, you know, everyone's intentions are different. You know, it just depends if you value sex higher, you know, if that's, like, the main thing. Personally, I don't think it really matters. Well, I'm lying. It kinda does. But it's not everything, you know, it's not gonna make or break. Obviously, you know, as time goes on, and as, you know, you build a deeper relationship, you know, it can get better over time. You know, the more you do it with the same person, you know, the more you're gonna get better at it. That's just the nature of life. You know, the more you do something, the more you're gonna get better at it. Especially with the same person, you know, because you guys are becoming more comfortable with each other, and whatnot. But it's not, like, it's not an ideal situation where it, like, makes or breaks the relationship. obviously getting to know them is the better part, you know, getting to know them more on a personal level, you know, knowing their family, just like getting just to know how they are, like around people and just stuff like that. And just pretty much like that. But I don't think the 3-month rule is necessary because I just think 3 months is just too long. Like 90 days. Like I just think that is way too long. That's like 3 months of your life, you know, that you could be spending possibly elsewhere, or you could be in a relationship already. You know, we all know 3-month rule, you know, so you're technically talking in air quotes. I just don't really see the point on it. I think 1 month is good, but 3 months is pushing it. You know, so we all know, okay, so what I think starting off friends is what, is just what's better for relationship and what makes it last as well. Because, okay, think of this scenario. So say, say you're a guy, say you're a girl, it doesn't matter, right? And then, you guys been friends for a hot minute. You guys known each other. You guys are really good friends, you know, best friends or whatever. You just know about their family. Obviously, you met their family, because you guys are really good friends. And then I feel like it'd just be easier transitioning. You're like, oh, like, we're friends, but, like, whoa, like, it seems like we've been developing some feelings as time has gone on and over, for each other. And you're like, oh, shoot. Like, I actually, like, we genuinely like each other. And, like, we already know each other, how we are. And the only thing that'd be different is just the affectionate part, right? Because you guys are already friends, you guys talk, you guys hang out or whatever. And then the only thing that'd be different would be just the affectionate part, which is, kissing, holding hands, having sex or whatnot. And then, obviously, being more intimate, getting them, like, flowers and taking them on dates, that'd be like more intimate. So that'd be only different. So it's not a big transition. Obviously, I think those relationships will work better on for the long term because you guys already know each other, and you've been friends for X amount of times. Versus if you guys don't know each other, you just start off the bat. So you meet online, you spit some game. You're like, hey, I think you're cute, let me grab your snap or whatever, and then you're like, you start talking. Obviously, that's cool, but I wouldn't say that feels forced, but I just feel like that feels, like, not natural, I guess you can say, you know what I mean? Because you're like, boom, you just met this person, and then you're automatically talking already, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, that's just how this generation is now, unfortunately. Because, apparently we can't have guy friends, girlfriends, because it makes us seem like we're hoes. I don't know, there's just some stuff I've heard, and, which, it kind of sucks, because, dating now in this generation, it's washed, it sucks, like what I always preach, if you find the one, stick to the one. Because, it's not easy out here in these streets. But going back to what I was saying, you guys are talking or whatever, and say you guys, like I was saying, let me backtrack. So I was saying was how you guys are talking, right? You jump into it, and, it doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel forced as well, but there's that ability to get to know them on a more personal, deeper level. Obviously, you can ask them more questions, and then, as time goes on, she's gonna be more and more comfortable with you, or he's gonna be more and more comfortable with you. There's nothing wrong with, jumping right off the bat, and, with that, that's usually just how it's gonna be from now on, especially online dating, that's just, just the nature of it. And you know, with that, you know, it's not as bad. You know, you get to know them, you know. Obviously, you know, if you don't like them, you know, you can back out. You know, you could do like 3-date rule. You know, you take them on the first date. You know, if the first date went well, then okay, you know, like, I'm gonna continue this. You know, I'm gonna continue to get to know you and whatnot. Second date, you know, okay, you know, we vibe. Third date, you know, and then by the third date, you know, if you catch a vibe or if you feel them or not, you know, that's when you kind of you go on, or you backtrack. You know, so you're not like limited to how many dates or you kind of limit yourself to how many dates you want to go on before, you know, you pursue them. So you kind of have like flexibility. And also with this, you know, you could be talking to multiple partners at a time, you know, just to see, you know, if any of them are going to work out for you and just whatnot, you know, just basically see which one you vibe with the most. But I honestly don't think the 3-month rule is necessary personally, because I think it's just a waste of time. I just think you're going to lose the excitement. You know, I don't think the excitement is going to be there anymore, unfortunately. You know, 3 months, you know, have gone by. And, you know, let's just say you guys haven't kissed. Well, I mean, if you guys haven't kissed in 3 months, then, hey, man, yeah, you know, he or she might have somebody on the side. I'm just keeping it real, because ain't no way I'm finna talk to somebody and, like, we haven't even kissed. So that's low-key crazy. But if you don't have sex, that's totally respectable. I understand that. Those are the people. So I would say, guys, like, if she's not willing to have sex with you while you're not dating, then I would keep her. She's the one, because she respects her body. You know, she just respects her, you know, she just respects herself, and, like, she has morals, you know, she respects that as well. And, you know, she's just not, you know, she's just not, you know, just giving it up to anybody, pretty much. So, you could kind of, you know, judge based off that. I think that's good, because, you know, you don't want her to give it up on the first date. I mean, I've had first dates that have gone that way, that, you know, females have giving it up on the first date. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, but those are usually the ones that you don't want to keep around, you know. Wifey material is what I like to say. You know, those are the girls who are not wifey material, because, yeah, she's giving it up to you on the first date, or, you know, you might have cooked up or whatever, you might be this nice guy, but, you know, have you looked in the mirror and said to yourself, who else has she done this to? You know, possibly some other guy might have cooked up too on the first day, and, you know, she might have gave it up on the first day too. So, don't act like you're the only guy or you're the first guy. No, more than likely, there's been other clients who have experienced that, and, you know, you're just one of those clients. And, yeah, I wouldn't personally cuff that. But that's just me. You know, like I said, it just depends what you're looking for. But obviously, you know, we're talking about serious relationships, like, right here. Obviously, you know, 3-month rule, getting to know the person. But yeah, just like, I would say the ideal, I mean, there's not really an ideal timeline. A month, I guess you can say, maybe a month and a half. But, I mean, obviously, you don't want to do a month or you don't want to do a week, because I think a week is just way too short. You know, you can't know the full them, you know, and then the family, obviously, you know, that's going to come with time. So, I guess you just kind of have to, like, play it by ear, pretty much, as far as the 3-month rule. And then, you know, as far as the dates, you know, you kind of just go, go along with it. Obviously, you know, if they were good on the first date, you know, you're going to want to go with them on the second date. And then you're going to want to go with them on the third date as well. Especially if the third date is really, really well, then obviously, you know, that's where you look to pursue the future and, you know, possibly see where things might end up. And who knows, you know, you guys could be a really good couple down the road. rule, or sorry, down the road, you know, you guys might even possibly get married, a couple, you know, possibly get married, yeah, and who knows, so, but yeah. Okay, I found this, this paragraph. I'm gonna read it to you guys. So, for those that are unfamiliar, the 3-month rule states that you don't kiss, make out, or have sex with the person you're dating until 3 months in. The idea of it is that anyone who's not serious won't be willing to wait longer than 3 months. The infatuation stage has died, and the excitement of being with someone new has worn off. If they stick around after that, that's a sign that they're really interested. Now, this is very controversial because not only do you have to wait 3 months till you kiss, low-key, that just feels like you're being friend-zoned at this point. Like, what do you mean I can't kiss you because we're doing the 3-month rule? Or, you know, we're like, no, after 90 days, we have to. We can't kiss, you know, no matter how much we like each other, we can't kiss. Because, you know, I mean, I get it, you know, I respect it, you know, I see the vision, but, you know, you kind of want to let these things happen naturally. You don't want to, you do not want to restrict yourself based on a timeline, because, you know, I mean, I see the vision, you know, I do respect it, but, you know, we are human, you know, human nature, you know, things happen naturally. Obviously, you know, we do stuff for a reason and for a purpose. So obviously, you know, waiting 3 months to kiss someone is low-key kind of crazy, especially if you're talking / dating. Personally, if that's me, I'm just gonna say deuces, because I'm not waiting no 3 months. Personally, obviously, you know, it just depends, you know, if she's the right woman. Obviously, you know, she has all the flaws, whatnot. Obviously, you know, there is some exception. But for most of the time, you know, like I said, the excitement's gonna wear off. I mean, yeah, by the time you kiss. I mean, I'm just saying, for example, what if y'all kiss and that's, and you know, what if you're like, oh, like, she's a bad kisser. Obviously, you know, you can work on that, but it's just like stuff like, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, that doesn't really matter. I don't think being a bad kisser doesn't really matter. Obviously, you know, if you're a good kisser, then that means, you know, that just shows you've been, you know, that just shows, you know, you've been around, you know, I'm just gonna say like that. So, I would say, you know, if they're a bad kisser, that means, you know, they're innocent, they haven't done much, so I would actually say that's a good thing. Damn, you know, like, I mean, if they're a good kisser naturally, then, hey, you know, hats off, but, obviously, you know, to be a good kisser, you gotta practice, and obviously, if you don't have a partner, how are you gonna practice, right? So, I don't think kissing matters. Same as sex, you know, that doesn't really matter either. Obviously, like I said in the beginning, you know, you can get better with that over time, especially with the person that you love. I just feel like it's more better, you know, because, you know, it's more genuine, it's more intimate, versus, you know, just some random hookup. I mean, yeah, that might feel good for, like, what, 5 minutes, and then, what, then you just, like, I don't know, what it's supposed to do, boost your ego or something? I don't know. I just feel like it's just, like, more better if it's, like, intimate, obviously, because, you know, you guys love each other, and, yeah, you guys just respect each other, respect each other's bodies, just whatnot. So, yeah, I think that's gonna do it for the 3-month rule. Next topic will probably be the honeymoon phase, most likely. Ready to get that cooking up. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and,